Hi guys,
how you doing?
yeah, I just wanted to spontaneously just jump in. I haven't done podcasts for a while.
I've done them for nearly 10 years, yeah. It's my radio show and stuff like that, so I was just figuring out, strolling through my website and all these options I have here, which is very delightful. So I thought I'd give it a go and just express my thoughts with giving my voice instead my brain in writing. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm very delighted. So I did do another stream on YouTube with a break of over 3 weeks, but I've been continuing writing in my book. I'm writing my first book, I'm really honored. There was a break. I started to write in it in 2020, like the first notes and stuff, and then continued in 2021. Then I had so much on my plate with court proceedings, with 4 different subjects and stuff. It was like so exhausting and draining, and I had a stalker and to have, bless him, he's so fascinated by me. Can't say it in other words. Have to be very positive about it, honestly. And today I'm very grateful. I did the stream. It's not just that you stream, you know, you have to prepare. You have your writing. You have to put the lights right. The recordings, and depending how you record, you have to edit, you know, and all these kind of things. And I mean, it's fun. I love it. I really do. I really do love it. And yeah, so I'm grateful. Each day I was ordering food, you know, some healthy food and some junk food. I mean, I'm grateful, you know, I'm kind of in recovery. In 12-step groups. And I saw something, what's his name? New Year's Eve. I was a bit shut down on New Year's Eve. Because New Year's Eve is one of my most important evenings of the year. So it's like, you know, other people are different. But for me, it's one of my most important things, sorry. And, oh yeah, it was Anthony Hopkins. And he posted a video sharing with sobriety and mentioning 12-step groups and stuff. And it was so inspiring and it really warmed up my heart. And I actually needed to hear that. He shared that on TikTok. And, that really helped me into the night, you know, to be at peace again. And you know, everyone has their moments and stuff, and at the moment I'm in tremendous life changes. It feels like it's like a never-ending road since a while now. Also the feeling like looking for a home, like where you feel home. I have had that for a while in North London in my flat with that garden. It was actually like the person personally first time in my life where I felt so good there, like my personal Garden Eden, you know, from out of shamanic thought, because I did do about 10 or 11 years ago, started to do shamanic travels, which includes also to connect with your own Garden Eden and stuff like that. And then I had the Garden Eden not only in myself, I was surrounded, and that's a great feeling. I am at the moment at a place. It's not a forever place, but I feel it's a bit home, obviously before, which is controversial, but it feels a bit home. But it's fucking expensive. It's unaffordable. But yeah, it is what it is. I feel ripped off. And it is a rip off, you know what I mean? Well, just for today, I paid another week. I'm grateful for the warm place. My little chaps can recover. I can work here. I'm at peace here. I'm on my own. It feels good. Yeah, nature's not far. Public transport's alright. I have a bike. You know, it's kind of counting my blessings and stuff. Yeah, so I can write my book here, I can do my YouTube stream. I can do the live streams, which are now monetized. I just need to find another solution with the internet for that. They take a lot of data, obviously, live streams. I have no idea about that. But even for that, there's a solution. I did create new stuff. I have a clothesline now. It's new, but it's really good. And it helps me. It's because I feel excited about it, same about my book. A few days ago, finally, after a very long time and a couple of attempts to find the right page, I found a very, very, very great page which sells for very low cost art stuff, like canvases, like huge canvases, you know, like over 1 meter and stuff like that. And yeah, because I once bought them in a very expensive, by one of my favorite shops in London, and I took the bus because they were so big, and the woman suggested a sign, and I never found it until now. Well, even though it's funny because I can clearly see, you know, everything shows up at the right time, you know, when the time is ready, you know. So I really needed like new canvases, and I worked on a series on big canvases, but they're in a storage at the moment nearby. Which is good, because you know what? Sometimes it's good to put some stuff away you worked on. It's not that it's like finished, I would go on these series again, you know. Sometimes I go back on different projects, but in a different way. Like, I have some drawings, they're called In God We Trust. And, this came out after my travel to Miami, where I was falling madly in love with someone. And and you know, I found everywhere like these coins, like, you know, a cent or something like that, or a dollar coin, and everywhere it says In God We Trust. So, and it was in the beginning of my recovery as well. So I created that series, In God We Trust, and after that Miami trip, I went to more meetings, English meetings in Berlin, the rockstar meetings. I couldn't really talk much English, to be frank, but I kind of understood more and more. Sometimes when I felt courageous, and you know, I was picking up enough words and the meaning, and you know, and the emotions and stuff, I was then
sharing as well. But most of the time I was sitting there, especially in the Monday and Wednesday meeting in Mitte, and like there was like on every table a bunch of like a bowl with sweets and M&Ms and all kind of things. And I was just sitting there eating all these sweets during the meeting, and I was doing my drawings and listening. I kind of can better concentrate when I do drawings and I listen. It's like I'm more focused then. It's funny. And yeah, so I'm back on that theory, but in a different way. At the moment I don't do these drawings, but I use these, some of them, for fabrics for my fashion brand, like for the swimwear and stuff. Or I created a new t-shirt. Yeah, and that's great, you know. I mean, everyone has their own way to do things, and we grow with our art, but you know, I have my ways. So long story short, I feel very comfortable to one side have most of my stuff in a storage at the moment, and I'm very focused, have mainly all my project work stuff like here now, very handy, and that gives me kind of space in my mind to create, or even like, you know, jumping back on I'm doing podcasts but in a completely different way. It's like I'm just, you know, brainstorming with you and pull out my brain to you, and if you want to you can listen to it, or you don't listen to it. We also could do some music, right? Yeah, so I'm working also a lot with music. Like when I'm writing, I do. I do need music. I do need a lot of music, which is great. You know, so let's see. Let's have some music here. Like, oh no, this one. Edie and Fur, they're kind of my favorite at the moment. Night Blooming Jasmine. Oh yeah, let's do that. Do you hear that? Nice. Alien fur, they're really good. Yes, nice. Just thinking if the recording here works over my headset. It should be. Well, let's see how it works. But anyway, I know you can hear me. yeah, so I was about to write another blog. It's like, I feel like, you know, in some moments like I'm exploding, like I need to express everything out of me in certain ways, and then when I do allow me doing that, then my head is more clear for different things. again. That's why I've never been only an actor. I was always also a writer, a creator, a painter. They say about artists and actors, we are masochists. Are we? I don't know. But, you know, I stopped to victimize myself, you know, and it's like, I take life by the horns. And I realize, you know, it's very important to be flexible. Also, other people are not, you know, can't control them, can't control other situations and stuff. And so embrace the change. And I try to remind myself what they say in spirituality, like, you know, to have that home, feeling of home and the anchor in myself, you know. Yeah, kind of like that. Anyway, lots of love.